The shiur this week is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family with Nishmas Rachel, Pastor Chaim Mario Yesholem, Olive Thomas Bezer Shchaydish, and the Wallerstein family also with Nishmas Achavah Shmuel Ben Achavah Ben Yamin Hakayin. The yard site is Chav Ches Sivan. Shkoyach to the Rashi for taking time out to come to us.
Yeah, I apologize. I always make it my business to be on time, and somehow I thought I'm 5 minutes early, and I'm actually a little late. This morning I was in shul, and there was a kiddush downstairs, and we start davening at 8:30, and at about 8:30 I hear some loud voices downstairs. So I figured the caterer is having a fight again with with somebody from the shul, which happens occasionally. So I start going down. As I go down, I see that there's nothing to do with the caterer. The caterer is doing fine. But some fellows in the Dafyaimi are having an argument. And their argument is, I want to tell everyone Heshi what the argument was. Heshi never comes once a Shabbos, but he was one of the people fighting this morning, so he's here today. So they were arguing, if you see your animal go to be mazik somebody, and it's on the way, if you quickly mafker it, whether you save yourself the expense of the hezek, right? That was the argument. If you see your animal going to be mazik and you mafker it, whether you're chayev or not. So I come down and they tell me that's what they're fighting about. So I say, oh, that's Reb Shimon's Claire and Simon Aleph. Reb Shimon who? Did you know I was talking about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? But that's Reb Shimon's Claire in the beginning of the Masechta. It's not only a Claire, but it's a Yesod, really. The first Reb Shimon is a Yesod for learning the whole Masechta. All the parts that I have to do in this came in my night. And that's what I'd like to share with you today. The truth is that when we learn it in the yeshiva, it's a theme that goes throughout the whole first two prokem for sure. And I don't have all the nafkaminis, so I'll just mention what comes to mind, Bashkafa Rishayna, and Ten Lechachem V'Yachkamayid. I think you'll find it an interesting discussion. To be magdim, the basic idea, the Aleph Beis idea of Masechtas Bava Kamma, is that there are two categories of mazikim. There's Adam HaMazik and there's Mamon HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is when a person physically does hezik to something, and then there's Mamon HaMazik when your Mamon does mazik to something else. And one of the things that people don't realize is that the rule of Adam Mu'ud La'ilam is only a din in Adam HaMazik. By Mamonei HaMazik, Einus is Pater, and Einus is Pater Lagamri. And there's no din of Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. The first year I taught Bava Kamma in the Beis Medrash, we were in the middle of the year, one of the Yungalite in the Shir had a sichsuch with his landlord, and they made up, they'd ask me, what was the sichsuch? There was a two-family house, and he was living downstairs, and there was a water pipe in the ceiling. And one day, when he was in yeshiva, and his wife was at work, the water pipe burst. And for many hours, water was coming out. It ruined his carpeting, and it ruined his couch. So the landlord agreed to replace it, and they got into an argument about how much to pay for the couch. He said, "And the couch costs so much money." And the landlord said, "Yeah, but it's a two-year-old couch. I only have to pay you for a two-year-old couch." And he said, "Well, where am I going to buy a two-year-old couch? I'm not going to have enough money for a couch." So they said they'll come to me and ask me whether he has to pay for a new couch or for a two-year-old couch. That was the argument. So when they came to me and the fellow tells me the question, I ask him, "Why is your landlord paying? Why is he paying anything at all?" So he said, "What do you mean? I told him you're middle learning Bava Kamma. I don't understand. You learned on Davav. Kaisel v'ilin shenaflu b'shusarabim. If you have a tree or a wall and it falls into the street and it breaks some cars or does damage, you're potter. You're potter legamri. Because Adam Mu'ud La'ilam is only on Adam HaMazik. It's not on Mamayna HaMazik. So unless somebody warned it, says if you warn the owner that it's that the tree is about to fall, then the Shulchan Aruch says he has 30 days. The Rashi says he has 30 days to fix it. I don't know why 30 days, but as I stated in Shulchan Aruch. But unless he's a Peshaya, if he's an Einis, then you're potter. If you have a good wall and it falls and does damage, you're potter. I once spoke about it, and I said, you know, in America, everybody, if somebody's wall falls, you pay for it. So one lawyer told me, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, that in America also, you only pay if there's negligence. Just the bar of negligence is much more liberal than it is in halacha. In halacha, if you have a good tree or a good wall or a good water pipe and there was no leak and a burst, you're potter. Because Adam HaMazik, we say Adam Ud La'ilam, Chayv Even HaNainsim, and Mamayne HaMazik, you're potter if you're a Nainis.
How does a good water pipe burst? If nobody does anything to a pipe, it's good, it won't burst.
So I don't know. I hear every once in a while.
That it wasn't good. We didn't see it that wasn't good, if that's the criteria.
But what they say when they have water main breaks is what they say in the news is that water mains, you can never tell. Sometimes they last for 100 years, sometimes they last for 50 years. I don't mean you can never tell. There has to be some scientific reason.
But the Metzius was, this one wasn't good.
If it lasted for 50 years, it was good.
Did you maintain it properly?
I own a house. I never maintain my water pipes. How do you maintain water pipes?
Maybe you haven't.
I don't know.
Haven't
you break the ceiling and inspect it? I never heard of anybody inspecting it.
That's the theory of negligence.
But the aside, you admit, if it's no negligence, you're potter. If there's negligence, you're chayv. That's what it says. By Kassel V'ilan, it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch about water pipes. It says by Kassel V'ilan.
But a water pipe, you can't see it.
So arguing about the Metzius, which is fair, and that law is
good. Even, of course, it focus on the wind. I mean, somebody can do something to it. What if I can see it?
Be that as it may, at the end he asked me, well, can I at least take for a 2-year-old couch? It wasn't what he expected. But okay. So let me tell you the chakira that Reb Shimon Clare is. Many Clare. Devin Ozel has the Clare. And Chedush Reb Shmuel, which is Reb Shimon's Talmud, they're bringing Arichas on the Clare. He Clares what the Birat Varim of the Chiyuvei Mamayne HaMazik, what it is. What's the Hezber? What's the aside? The aside that Tarez B'chayiv me on my Shar. Let's talk about a Shar. Tarez B'chayiv me, my Shar gets out and it's Mazik. So my Shar gets out, Ba'inis, if it digs under a wall and beginning a Perek HaKainis, I'm Potter. If I'm an Ainis, I'm Potter. But if I'm Peshev Shmi Rasai, if I put my animal in the barn, I forget to lock the door, and the animal goes out and it does damage, so I'm chayef for the damage within the parameters of Karen Sharon and Rega. So Shimon Clares is the Bira Advarim that I'm chayef because there's a din of Mamon HaMazik is chayef. The Torah is mechayef. If my property is mazik, the Torah is mechadish. The Torah says Adam HaMazik is chayef. So the Torah says Mamon HaMazik is chayef. That there's such a thing as Gzeres HaKosel, that your animal, whether it's Shen or Regal or Karen, and your bar and your Eish, and bar is not yours, but Asan HaKosel, Kilo Em Rishu says, if it's yours, so you're Chayiv, because it's your mom, and that was Mazik. Your mom was Mazik. There's a Tosis on the Hay of Avam and Beis that talks about another Mazik called Mayim HaMazik, and Tosis says there's no such thing, so Moshe Clares and the Dibris Moshe. So what does that mean? If there's no such mazik, so the Torah wasn't mechadish achiyuv. See a potter, because there's a tzad. Mamayne hamazik, the Torah is mechadish achiyuv. If Torah wanted to be mechadish, maybe it'd be potter. If your animal's mazik, the chiyuv is al mamayne hamazik. It's not the person that did anything; it's the animal that did. If I'm an oynis, I'm potter. If you say the chiyuv al mamayne hamazik. And so what happens if a ganav opens the door and runs away, and then it goes out? I should be chayiv there. So according to this tzad, I'm part of there because I'm this Rabbana Patre. If I'm an oynis, I'm part of because I'm this Rabbana Patre. But the chayiv be'etzem is a mamon hamazik to chayiv, and that's one way to look.
I'm this Rabbana Patre is a din of din of issa, and that make a case that it should help for mamon.
I think Ein Yisroch Mano Patre is, it's certainly by Einshin, by Yisurim as well, and Mistama, as far as that, it's the same. I'm not sure if there's a Giloy. The place is by Einshin, where Ein Yisroch Mano Patre. Teres Megal Ein Yisroch Mano Patre by someone who's man is a woman. But we learn how to Yisurim as well, and I assume it's as far as the same thing by Mammon, I'm not sure. So be that as it may, that's one side. One side is Mammon HaMazik, and there's a Ptur of Einus. Rav Shimon has another side. The other side is, no, you're chayiv because you're Peshev B'Shmirasai. The chayiv is because what the person did. It's sort of a Me'en or Adam HaMazik. The person was a Peshev B'Shmirasai. You're chayiv, you're Peshia. You left your door open. Why are you chayiv? Because you're Adam HaPeshia. Your person is Peshev B'Shmirasai. So Shar is Echetimtza, Bar is Echetimtza, Eish is Echetimtza. But it's all really the same idea that you're Chayiv because you are Peshev B'Shmira. If you're Peshev and Shmira, some are Melech Chayiv. So according to the second Sad, for example, there would be no room for a Moshe's Kler as such a thing as Mamon Mayim HaMazik. According to the first Sad, each Mamon HaMazik is a Chayiv. According to the second Sad, no, the Chayiv is a man is Peshev and Shmira. It what? Comes from the same Zeres HaKasos. But the person who's a Peshev B'Shmirasai, that's...
Why would it be a difference in Karen and Hashem?
So that's all in the Giloy HaTorah, that why Karen? You're right. Either way, the fact that Torah divides it, Karen and Boren, you're right. But it needs a Hezra anyway, why the Torah is Mechalik. Don't you mean say if it's all one? Why the chilukim? Okay,
but it's less shmira because I don't have to expect something. So that
it's less of a shmira. Shem b'shusaram, I don't have to be shmira at all. And the muad needs a bigger shmira. Tam needs smaller. There's room to explain it. But the kuda is that it's out the person who's a peshev b'shmira. Now, what's the main nafkamina Reb Shimon brings between the two stadim? V'chayav as mamon hamazik as peshev b'shmira. So nafkamina is. My good friend was fighting about this morning. Let's say your animal gets loose, your Peshev B'Shmira, the animal gets out. It's about to be Mazik. So quickly, you say, my animal's Hefker, you're Mafker in front of three people. So now, are you still Chayiv? It does damage. So this is totally, Reb Shimon says in the Tzadim. Even though the Chiv is asked, Mamoinei Mazik, it's not Mamoinei Mazik. I was Mafker. I was Mafker my mom in, and I'm Potter. We find such a thing in the second paragraph, I think. Yeah, we find
well,
where...
Yeah, but poor is still a chayiv.
What?
Why do you chayiv have poor? Poor is not yours and you're
a chayiv. If I create a bar, it would be chayiv. A bar is not a halach mazik. A bar that's halach mazik is not a bar. All right, so the Gemara has whatever the pirchas might be on the tzara shava. But I don't think any of us machayev al tzbar. If we be bar, patan kelim, so he still be patan in many cases. I don't think. I once had the experience. Somebody it was about to happen coincidentally in camp. Rav, a neighborhood Rav here in Flatbush, had come to camp for mincha. So he mentioned to me he's having a sichsuch with a balabas. This goes back many years. They still had benches. Remember, they used to have benches in the shuls. Maybe some shuls still have. So he was sitting on a bench in shul, and there was a nail sticking up. Remember, that was part of the meaning of the shul, the benches with nails sticking up. He ruined a brand new suit. So he was Tevea, the Rav of the shul. He says, a nail and a bench in a shul is a bar b'shus harabim. He said, the Rav of the shul told him that it's not a b'shus harabim, it's my house. You know, I have a shul in the basement. And they're arguing, yeah, b'shus harabim, b'shus harabim. So he asked the person, what's the nafkamina? So the person told me it was the Rav. The other person wanted the money. So I told, what's the nafkamina? Boris Potter and Kalim. Boris Potter and Kalim. You know, it's a Bar B'Shus HaRabim, but Boris Potter and Kalim. So I realized after that nobody realizes Boris Potter and Kalim. So the next Leil Shabbos, I was at home and they had some yeshiva light around. So I asked them, if someone goes out with a jackhammer to Ocean Parkway, and he makes a big hole in the middle of Ocean Parkway, and he stands outside laughing, and cars come by, and they fall in, and they get totaled. How much do you have to pay for the car? So it didn't dawn on anybody that you're Pater Lagamri. Boris Pater B'Shus HaRabim. Boris Pater on Kalim. It's because there's a cost, I can tell you. Svara. Shavali Yadav, Chabar Avalei Kalim. You have to ask Mechila, you have to be Mephayas, and you didn't do a good thing. But Boris Pater and Caleb, I try to tell that to, you know. But the city has plenty of fires. Okay. So, anyway, getting back, my main nekuda I wanted to make is Rav Shimon's nekuda. He says the main nafkamina is this nafkamina. Is it, if you have, why you chayiv to pay? If you chayiv to pay, some money on mazik, so if you mafkir it, it's a way out. It's a way out. And if you chayiv to pay, it's pashe b'shmi rasa, you are pashe b'shmi rasa. Now, if somebody will tell me it goes against his grain, you can just be mafkir it, you potter, you pashea, you left the door open. Yeah, the animal's running into your neighbor's field, you know, head first, he's running for the silo, and you're mafkir it, you potter. Could there be such a thing? The truth is, we find such a thing. By niskal laf pashea, we paskin there, if someone's walking in the street and he falls, he's not a pashea. I love those gemaras, I always tell my wife. A shecheach doesn't have a din pesheya, and a niskal doesn't have a din pesheya. The Torah is very benevolent. Somebody falls in the street and he drops something. He drops a glass. He has broken glass all over the street. The right thing is to clean it up. But since niskal la pesheya is considered an inus, but it's his glass, he's got to clean it up. If he's mafka the glass, so in the Paiskim it says if he's an inus, a pesheya, so sala kosev gilayim reshusay. In Halacha it says if he's mafkarit, then he's potter. So what I mean to say is, if it goes against his sense of fairness, which maybe it is against his sense of fairness, but we find such a thing if you're mafka. Anyway, this is the klar. The klar, yechayiv al samamani amazik, or yechayiv al spesheh b'shmirasai. Now, it's a little... Devin also makes a machlekes to Rambam and Taisus out of it. He makes it a machlekes rishayna. Reb Shimon Kedake b'kaydish is... very strong in Kayach HaSvara. And he brings his Tutzdadim. And then he says, that he holds like the first tzad, that Yechayiv al Samamayne HaMazik. And that Yechayiv al Samamayne HaMazik, and if you're mafker to your potter. His lashon has come out hard to read. He says, "Nirestaiti." I'm reading from the beginning of the paragraph. He has the chakira. Then he says, "Nirestaiti borrowed the ef shalai mekay." Total swerve. Lofize hayim in adin. Mada b'sheh b'shayrei shalai nal b'faneha v'yatsa b'imenu u'b'shar shehizek hashar kvar nifka ben hashar shein ba'ilim kagay nifkirei ha'ba'ilim sheyischayev al hashar. So if you mafkir, it will come out to chayiv. Dar pasha metchila. Says if you're gonna hold that way, he says, hey, you know, the mafkin is ekin loy matzinu she is chayiv. Says a shakataina. The mafkin is ekin loy matzinu she is chayiv. Like you have to tell me the chiddush that you're chayiv if you mafkir it. I would think the pshita says that you're chayiv. Says loy matzinu she is chayiv. He does bring a shtickle raya. When the Gemara makes its cheshbainus of 24 mazikin or more mazikin. So the Gemara is mechalik between Shomer, the Dalit Shomerim, and the Dalit Mazikin. The Gemara is mechalik that the Dalit Shomerim are chayav because of Pshia, and the Dalit Shomerim are chayav as this game of Maine. So Shimon Klei says that's the Gemara. The Dalit Shomerim are chayav as this game of Maine, and the Dalit Shomerim are chayav as Pshia. He brings it from two places, from Daf Dalit and Daf Yigimel and Beis. This idea, and that's what he says. So this is Reb Shimon's, I guess, his chiddush in this inyan. Reb Shmuel, in also Siman Aleph, he brings Kedarka Reb Shimon's klar without quoting his Rebbe by name, and he says another nafkamina. He says there'll be a nafkamina. What happens if the mazik and nizik are having an argument? My shar, no question. My shar was mazik. Your wheat came into your fields, mazik your wheat, no shaila. I say, I did a shmir karoi. I say, I locked it, and the animal got out anyway. And you say, let's see, we're both bari, and you say that that's not true, that you saw I left the door open. Who's the maitzi mechaveira of araya? Who's the maitzi mechaveira of araya? Do we say that the nizik, he wants me to pay? I guess that's the pashtus. That Nizik is being mighty for me. He's got to prove that I was a Peshaya. Or do we say, no, that the mazik has to prove it. Why? See, it depends. If I'm chayiv because I was pesher b'shmirasai, so then it makes sense. You want to be mighty for me? Prove I was a pesher b'shmirasai. But if I pay because it's a mamaynei mazik, and I could have a taina menaynis, so I'm potter, so that means the tables are turned. Suddenly, I be'etzem, my animal is mazik. There's no question. There are two eidim. My animal is mazik. I'm chayiv be'etzem. I'm tainig, I was an oinis. I'm tainig a tainis p'tur. So I have to prove that I'm an oinis to have a tainis p'tur. The siba ha'machayiv is there. I should have to prove that I was an oinis. So who's the one that it's mutal on to make the proof? That's Reb Shmuel's nafkamina. And Reb Shmuel brings a Pnei Yeshua and Daf Nunvav. It says, Al anizik levi raya. Chazaynish, it's bavakama zayin zayin, that al amazik levi raya. So he is being toiled in a machlaikis, Yeshua and the Chazaynish, but Yeshua is much earlier in the Chazaynish, but he's toiled in this machlaikis in the Achray. So we have Reb Shmuel's clear in his nafkamina, we have Reb Shimon the clear in his nafkamina. So let me just tell you where I would contribute to this argument. Just balabatish, I open up a Rambam. Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Has he introduced Dinei Niskei Mamon? Let's see, and from that, hopefully, we'll have some sort of a raya. The Rambam says, "Call Aleph Aleph." It's not from the first word. I'm not leaving anything out. Call Nefesh Chaya Shibushusis Shaladam Shehizika. Any living animal that belongs to someone that was mazik, habaylim chayavin l'shalim, the owners have to pay, shaharei mamaynam hizik. Shenemak, he can show us the shariyeyu. He befeish the Rambam. He says befeish. Kol nevish chay shuzo shalom shazika, habaylim chayavin l'shalim, shaharei mamaynam hizik. Shenemak, he can show us the shariyeyu. Echad shar behim achay v'ayv, v'lidibir akas v'el abayim. Let me tell you what's fascinating about this. So we have a Rambam. How do we pass it? The beginning of Hilchis Niske Mamon, the Mechaber Kedarkai quotes the Rambam word for word. But listen to what he does. The three words that are Reb Shimon, right? Kol nefesh chaya, shibushus shaladam, shizika, habalam chayavon l'shalim, shaharei mamayinam hizik. Three words. Shaharei mamayinam hizik. Then, shenemar, kikav shar shariyeyu, echad shar, echad shar beim, echay vayv, libekaz el bayv. So I tell the Shulchan Aruch, it starts like this: Kol nefesh chayi shibushus shaladim, shezika, chayav nabaylum l'shalim, shenemar ki yigav shor shariyeyu, echad shar beim achayv oif, dibur kasev ol b'hayva. Word for word, the Rambam, he left out the words, the three words: sharei, mamaynam izik. It can't be. There's a slip up, a mistake. Punk, the printer left out these words. This is b'kavona mistam. No. So I know this is not a lum de sharaya, it's a very balabat de sharaya, but look at it. The Rambam says, Shari Mamayinam Hizik. The Rambam mean Dafka Reb Shimon's Kler. It doesn't mean Reb Shimon's Kler. Maybe you could argue with me. But the Shulchan Aruch brings word for word, and he leaves out the three words, Shari Mamayinam Hizik. So it's very, very strange. It sounds like he wasn't happy with Shari Mamayinam Hizik. The Torah's Lashon is Shapasha B'Shmirasai. Torah is even more the opposite of the Rambam. But at least in the Mechaber, he leaves out these three words, Shai Pasha Mishmiras. So like I said, David Ozel makes a Machlaikis to Rambam and Taisis out of it. He taka says Machlaikis Rishayim. The Chayr is an Afkamina, what the Daf is up to. What are you up to? Your test, right?
Test
is tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow you have the three big Yibayas, the Layivshita, the Kishkishu Biznava, Kishna Bahamasa. You have the three Yibayas there that are three Tekus. Whenever they talk about Tekus in Mazikim, they bring you Tesamit Beis. Gemara is a Kai. One of the Shilas is the animals walking in the street, and Kishkishu Biznava, it swung with its tail, Kishkishu Seira, I think it says, right? It swung with its tail and it did damage. So Shaila is that regal or is that Karen? It's a something. Is it regal, which is part of Bishul Sarabim, or is it Karen? So what do you do when you have a teiku? What do you do when you have a teiku? What's the general rule? So there's a difference here between the Rambam, where I'm saying the Rambam holds Mamoni Amazik, and the Ramah, Ramon Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says, Kishe Shabbiznava, Kishe Shaseira, says, Amaitse Bechavera, Olav Araya. And he says, Hilkach, he says he's Potter. He says, Amaitse Bechavera, which means he's Potter. He says, Tofas Hanizik Mahani. If the Nizik grabbed, it helps. Notice the animal's walking down the street, and its tail damaged my bottles that are there. So I grabbed the animal, right? At times, Mishal Magufa, I grabbed the animal, I took it home, and I take it in the entire. So you tell me, it's a boy de Yevshita, your potter. So I could say, your boy de Yevshita, I grabbed the animal, and Mishal Magufa, so I could take from the guf, Chatzin Nezek, whatever I'm entitled to. As I stated in the Rambam, that's a boy de Yevshita, so the male, the Pasha, the Rambam, the Shittas, there's not even anything to talk about. Yechavos, my name is Isaac. Are you chayiv in this case? Is it Karen? So it's all right. It's a very simple thing. The Ramah though brings the B'shem the Ramban. This is Simi Shin Tzadik, Sif Beis. That Tfisa does not help. Why shouldn't grabbing help? So the way we understand is this: the chiyuv is as pasha b'shmirah, as pasha b'shmirah. So memeil I'm chayiv because I was Peshah Bishmir. Now, see, by the Leif Shitta. My aunt was walking in the street. Do I have to worry about Kishkish Yisera? So I go, yes, the Rav. Kishkish Yisera, do I have to worry about my tail? Is Kishkish Yisera? So what would the Rav tell me? See, by the Leif Shitta. So I'm Chayiv Bishmir Asai? So I'm not Chayiv Bishmir Asai. It's a Safik of I'm Chayiv, so I'm not Chayiv in the Shmira. I don't have to watch the animal fishing. Memela, now when it's Mazik, I'm Potter. He can't grab. He can't grab. I'm potter. Why am I potter? I'm potter because I'm not chayiv in shmira. The Gemara says teiku. That means I'm vaday not chayiv in shmira. When it's divided leivshita, and the psaki is that I'm potter mishmira asai. So I'm vaday. If my chiyav nezikin is the other way, not Rav Shimon's way, is as peshem mishmira asai. If I'm chayiv as peshem mishmira asai, then when I'm not chayiv in shmira, then I'm vaday potter. Tfisa doesn't help. He still doesn't help us. It fits Lashitasam, at least the Mechaber, at least the Rambam, with the Psak, La Halacha, of the Ramah, it fits in well that the Lashon of the Ramah is that called Safik Dina, Loi Mahani Tfisa. I feel him tafas with Kinamine. So that's his Psak.
Yeah, but it's Dina Safik Dina, it's not because of.
But Memela, it's a suffix of Amchayev and Shmira, so Meli can't be Machayev me. I'm not a Peshev and Shmira, so if it's a suffix of Amchayev and Shmira, then I don't have to wish Shmira. Memela, I'm not Chayev and Shmira. That's what it would seem. The problem is that the Mechaber here does bring the whole Lashon HaRambam. That Tfisa helps. Could be arguing that Nekuda that you're mentioning. But the point is that there's a mockim here for the two ways to learn. Very clearly, there's a mockim for the both ways to learn. And as I said, this is a negea throughout the Masechta. One of the most gishmaka sugyas in Bava Kama is the sugya of Tchilasi Bipshia V'Saifa Bainis, which is sprinkled throughout the Masechta. Tchilasi Bipshia V'Saifa Bainis. It's a geshmaka sugya, and it comes up halacha lemaisa quite a bit. Somebody is supposed to watch something, and he fails in a shmira. Somebody gives me a briefcase to watch. I leave it in the street. But nobody steals it. It gets swallowed up by an earthquake. I'm a chayiv tchilasi bipshia, b'saifa b'ayinis. What's the din of tchilasi bipshia, b'saifa b'ayinis? So one of the fascinating things about Tchilasi B'Shia V'Saif B'Ayinis is that it's a riddle. It's a type of riddle that is found in Arachayim, Yeredeya, Evan Ezer, and Chayshim Mishpat. More than once in each, but let's just say once in each. And it's totally inconsistent. I'll tell you why. In Arachayim, we're in Arachayim, they have Tchilasi B'Shia V'Saif B'Ayinis, by Tashlumin, by Davening. teshlumim by davening. A pesheya, you miss shachris b'pshia, you can't daven two minchas. So the Mechabes says, tchilosim b'shia v'sayfe b'aynis, what's the din? If you, it says you had an opportunity to daven. There's a minyan. You had an opportunity to daven. You could have daven at 7 o'clock minyan. And you're lazy. You're lazy if you're sleeping, so you miss them. You're an aynis, but you're up. You're wide awake at 10 to 7. You say, let me read the paper first. You don't daven at 7 o'clock. Then by the time you go to the 8 o'clock minyan, you have a tzala call. You're a tzala member. You go running out. You're a doctor. You have emergency. You have to do surgery. You're an aynis. So tchilosim b'pshi, you have a safe aynis. And Shulchan Aruch calls the class recess on Bainus. So there it says that has a din oinus. You could daven again. You could daven again. Class recess on Bainus has a din oinus. So it states in Arachai. Yeridaya disappears in Hilchas Nedarim. In Hilchas Nedarim, there's a case where a person makes a neder that if this, then I ask her ice cream on me. If I fail to do my homework tonight, I ask for ice cream money. Or if the case of a man tells his wife, if you visit my in-laws, if you visit your parents one more time, then I'm also bound not to you. There are cases where you say, if this, then that. Now, the case there in Shulchan Aruch is we say, if yes, in other words, he's mechayev himself to do something. He says, if I fail, let's say, if I don't do my homework tonight, then I'm not going to eat ice cream for a year. Says something like that. It's chosim b'shiv seif b'aynis. He says, "Do your homework. I'll do it later." And later he's nenas. So in Shulchan Aruch brings the machlokes to the Muki Yosef and the Sefer Aguda. Sefer Aguda says has dim shia, and the Muki Yosef says has a din aynis. The Shulchan Aruch is not machriya. So right away, Arachaim Yeridei is inconsistent. The Magen Avraham and Arachaim asks why there he brings two shitas and here he says aynis. And the third place is in Ksubas Tapez Lamed Beis by Aynis Begitin. Man gives a get and he says to his wife, if I don't come in 30 days, the get will be chal, that's the case. And Paske Mabra, and he comes and either it means the bridge fell down or the ferry sunk. And he says, Chazuda Asoi, he's on the other side of the river. But it's Chasim Ibshi, he could have come for 29 days. So there he has the din aynis. There we paskin in this yesh aynis begin. We paskin that he's an aynis. It's tulish aynis, I think, in the Gemara.
It's not really tchilas of b'pshia because a person has a right to wait till the last minute.
You're right. There could be a key to answering all the things depending on what you hold by davening. But okay. But this is the third tchilas of b'pshia of a seif of aynis. Where the Shulchan Aruch uses such a lashon. This is like arachayim. And the fourth is chashem mishpat with tchilas of b'pshia of a seif of aynis is chayiv. Chlasim b'shia b'sayfa b'aynis is a case. It's machlekes in the Gemara. Chlasim Gemara says mandi yama chlasim pata mandi yama. So I think sometimes it does give names to it. Sometimes it just says mandi yama. I think in our kindness, I just looked at it recently. It just says mandi yama. It seems to be a shas shaila. And the achayiv there. One of the cases in the Gemara is a person puts his gedi on his roof, and the other side of his roof is his neighbor's garden. It says, where's Machaitim between a Gedi and a Kelev? I think a Gedi is the one that does jump down. I got it right. So it's a Pshia. You put your Gedi on the roof. It's a Pshia that he's gonna jump down and eat the neighbor's garden. But the Gemara says at the end, it didn't jump down. But it was Nafla. Gemara calls Kofza as a Pshia, Nafla as an Ayin. So it didn't. A hurricane came and pushed it into the neighbor's garden and it ate. So there, Tchilazim B'Shia B'Seifa B'Ayinis is Chayiv. So there seems to be a certain level of inconsistency if you just take it at face value. You don't think into the Svaras HaDvarim. It seems to be a certain amount of an inconsistency why you should be chayiv. Could be that Vayter it's totally in this whole Chakir of Reb Shimon. Could be Be'etzab Tchilasi B'Shev Seif HaBainis. It's an Ainis. It's an aynis the way it is in two out of four places, and the other place, all right, brings a machlaikis, but at least it brings a piter. Why should mammon be different? Well, if you learn like Reb Shimon, that there's mamayne hamazik. So what's Reb Shimon's insight? That mamayne hamazik yichayiv. You have to have a taina of ptur to pater an aynis, the way at least we're learning. It's yibayda leyivshita. So you, I mean, if it's a fake, if it's a suffix, my word against your word, I have to be able to prove a p'tur. Now the stoma am chayiv, oinus has to be able to prove a p'tur. That's the way it works. There's a beautiful haflah taken the sugya of oinus begitten. It's haflah says, what happens if you have a person who gives his wife a get? He says, if I don't come in 30 days, it's a get. It's a get. And the 30th day, he wakes up in the morning, he says, let it be a get. He reads the paper, he sits in his hotel room. He takes out the newspaper. And the 30th day is ending already, and he reads, the bridge fell down. Even if he wanted to come, he couldn't come anyway. He was an oinus. He wakes up day number 31, he says, you know what? I don't want it to be a get. I don't want it to be a get. Let me go to Besdin. I'll tell them I was an oinus. I couldn't come, the bridge fell down. So, the haflah there, based on Taisus and Gimel and Aleph, says that it doesn't work. Oinus has to be where there's no pshia at all. Oinus has to be that the oinus taka stopped him. He couldn't go even if he wanted to. But it had to be where there's no pshia at all. A presence of pshia mitzad echad and oinus mitzad sheni, he doesn't have it in oinus. That's the haflah as he said. So it may well be. By the get, so he's saying he was a pshia mitzad atzmai, and it was a oinus mitzad the mitzias advarim. So he says that's not like, there's no tainus oinus. Tainus oinus is where the oinus was the total ma'akiv. If there's not a ma'akiv, then there's no such thing. That our flaw says, so that shtims. What I want to say, maybe it doesn't shtim, we'll have to see. The way, when we learned the Masechta, we were thinking this way. That if you learn like a pshimin, that's mamayne amazik, so betzim amchayiv. My goat was mazik. It went off the roof and it ate up the neighbor's food. Why do I need to taina a tainus oinus? See, here it's different. Here I need a p'tur of oinus. According to the haflah's rule, I can't taina oinus in a case where there's a tzad pshia. I left my animal there. It could jump off. It didn't jump off. A hurricane blew it off. The way I see it, it's similar to ksumis. I didn't want to go anyway. I was lucky, the bridge fell down and I couldn't go. That's not a tiny sinus. It would explain why every place Tchasim Shiv Saifi Bainis is Potter. Potter, Tchasim Sinus, he's still an Inus. Except where the default is that I'm Chayiv. My mama was Mazik. That's the default. I want to have a tiny Ptur of Inus. So that's already like the Aflaw's case. And Inus has to be an Inus Lugamri. So it would explain why that one case is different than the others. The truth is, the Chassam Sofer says, like was suggested a minute ago, Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. There's one part of it though, is a pella. Chassam Sofer says, "Tchilasu b'shiyah v'bainis." This is the rule. It answers everything. Tchilasu b'shiyah v'bainis. If you were supposed to take care of it as soon as possible, and you waited, then you're a pesheh. If you have a right to wait, then that's not called Peshe. He says, but it is begin. I mean, he gives his wife a get. I'm not saying I don't come back in 30 days. Why did he give her 30 days? He has a right to think about it for 30 days. He's not mechayev to come day 1, 2, till 29. There's no reason to be mechayev him. He said, I want to think about it for 30 days. So there it's an oinus. In the case of, that's the case in Ebenezer. In the case of Chayshu Mishpat, he should have gotten his animal off the roof right away. It's not that way till the last minute. He put his animal on the roof and a hurricane blew it down. There he was mechuyev to get his animal off the roof right away. You're not allowed to leave an animal in a roof, a gedi that could jump off and do hezek. Well, you had to do it right away. Tchaz Rusay Vibayin, this is a pshir. In Nedarim, there's a machlaikis. Why is there a machlaikis? Pashtus. Somebody makes a neder. Pashtus, he's supposed to be mekayim it right away. You make a neder in the Dharma, Dharam Chamurim. You're supposed to do it right away. Afal Pikein, you gave yourself time. That's how you made the neder. If I don't do my homework tonight, then I'm also an ice cream. So that's the machlaikis in Mukiyais. And those the side they both agree on. Shaila's Nadar, which is so Chamur, am I allowed to wait till the last minute? That's the neder.
There's no
Chamur.
What's the Chamur there? If there it's not, it's whether the neder will be Chal or not. It's not whether you're behind the neder.
So what does that have to do with
why is it chomer? It's chomer, even making, answering things on yourself, you're also not supposed to. So, the fact that you see tut stadim is fine, because that's the only place that brings the machloikas. I tell you, the only catch I have is with hilchos tefillah. Are you supposed to daven right away? Or not supposed to daven right away? If you're available for, if you're sleeping, you're a nightness. If you're up, and there's a 7 o'clock meeting, are you supposed to daven immediately or not? So it would fit well if you're supposed to daven, if you're allowed to wait. So the Chassam said, it's nice, you're allowed to wait. In the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, the Tov HaPella, he writes, and therefore by davening, we're supposed to daven right away, you're a Pesheya. Which is not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not what it says. Let me tell you what I say, my two cents. You're supposed to daven right away, the first available minion? It's a Pesche Tshuva in Hilchas Avelus. Where? Is a Shaila, if somebody becomes an Einain, and then does Kvura, if he pays back the davening he missed. Now today it's not common, because today, usually between Misa and Kvura, there's more than the next davening. Notice it's usually two davenings. You never pay back two davenings ago. And if a person was an Einain, a whole davening, he was never Mechoyev, it doesn't come up. But let's say somebody dies during the night. I had this recently with a Mespal. The person died during the night, and the Levaya was 10 o'clock in the morning, and they were going to Eretz Yisrael, and the sun turned around, and he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. By 12 o'clock, he was already going home. Does he give Tashlumin for Mariv? Does he do Tashlumin for the Mariv of the night before? That's the Shaila. If he's Einan the whole Mariv's man, there's nothing to talk about. But if he was Mechuyev in davening for the first 3 hours of Mariv, and he didn't daven yet, what's it in? So in the Pischei Tshuva there, in Ilchus Aninus, it makes a chilek between Mariv and Shachris. Presumably Mincha is the same as Shachris, I don't know. It says, Mariv, you have to daven right away. You're Pesheya, if you didn't daven in the beginning, you have a din Pesheya. Shachris, he says, you can daven later, you're not a Pesheya. He doesn't explain, he brings from Tshuva Sfar, which I didn't look up. It's done by Mariv, people fall asleep for the night, so you're supposed to daven as soon as you can. Shachris. I mean, this doesn't stem with this whole shtickle Torah, because in Kuf Chesed, what?
To learn first before davening.
To learn first when?
Shachris.
To learn first. Says you go from Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash.
What about a case
in
Gittin?
Is
this a
Gittin
that was there before, and this is plastic, the river was there. So
the river was there. There was a bridge. There's a bridge. Paske Mabra. Some Rishon Rashi says a ferry. Other Rishon say a bridge. There's a way to get across the river, and it sunk, or the bridge fell down.
So it's talking about where he would. It's only talking about where he would. He came to a situation.
Chazuda soy.
He would have.
Lashan Gemara is he screaming Chazuda soy. Look, I'm coming. Look, I'm coming.
Yeah, it said look, I'm coming. It doesn't say that he was. It doesn't say that he was. That he didn't know this before. That it was a problem.
Because the Gemara. Well, I understand. There's no Shiloh. He can wait till the 30th day there. He made it tonight. He's allowed to wait till the 30th
day. Yeah, but you wait till the 30th day and expect to go across the Atlantic Ocean. I mean,
yeah, but it's not talking Atlantic Ocean. It's talking a place where it's normal. The Gemara calls it Einus, so it's obviously abnormal that it should
be. But
it
doesn't even say that anymore.
The Gemara says Einus. It's clear it's an Einus.
Yeah, it's not. But the Einus, I can't come right this minute. That's what makes it an Einus.
Okay, so maybe you should have forewarned it, maybe.
I mean, that's what the Gemara says.
It
doesn't say that.
But could be, I can't argue the case.
He went so close to the ferry there and he didn't get it, just said,
Paschal,
just
said,
go. What kind of money? So
how's that fit? I leave room for this. It's hard. Chesed B'Shev Sayyid is not an easy sugya. I do think that generally, in most mesechtes, in most sugyas, there's one main chakira. And different people call it the main chakira is different. The person's learning daf yomi, learning something quick, but he likes lamdis. It's nice. And every mesechta, when I say mesechta, it's a very broad thing. You learn ezen neshach. You have its own chakir. But in most of the mitzayis of Torah, there's a basic chakira which is negeya to all the sugyas that have to do with it. It would be nice to sort of be kaveh for yourselves, especially you've learned that for me over and over, and to be able to mark down places where the nafka minas come up. I really believe that in this game of Mamayinai, this chakira, if you chayiv als Mamayinai Amazik or als Peshev Bishmi Rasai, is something that constantly comes up. The truth is, the Lashon HaMishnah is called Sheresh Peshat Kosh Chafti Bishmi Rasai. So it seems that Lashon HaMishnah that it's a chiyuv. I don't know what the Rishonim say and Taich of the Mishnah there, but it seems that Asas Pashav Bishmi Rasa. In general, it is that way. There's one Yisaidistik Hakira, which is a chakira that's sort of kind of everything, and I think it's a. It's a very geschmack in the kuda to be able to be aimed on. I'm supposed to stop 11:30. Is that the schedule? Okay. So let me think of other. There are cases of niskei mamon that come up all the time, where you turn around and you tell people it's a sugya and they miss out on it. I mean, the main thing is what I told you earlier about a mamon amazik that you put an einus on. Bar that you're putter on Kalim. And I'll ask you another question. I'll tell you why. You learned the second parak, so it's to you. If you ask somebody a question, someone learned Baba Kama, Tamachachim. I go over to someone's house, Chalila. Someone goes to someone's house and he takes a torch and he lights his drapes on fire and he burns down the house. And this fellow has cash hidden in his couch. This week I heard boys in the yeshiva learn Takainis. And they said, kish hidden in the couch is normal by Yidden, so it's not tamu. It's a normal place to put money. I told him, I'll come to your house now, I know where to go. But let's assume it's not normal. So he's got kish hidden in the couch, he burned the house. Is he chayiv or potter? Chayiv or potter? So most people say tamun is potter. So I want to tell you something, because in yeshiva, my shir, we go more quickly. So we learn to... We learned Bava Kama, I hate to say, we got into the second parak. My Rebbe, Rebbe Chazam, 40 blah did the year, so we learned maybe 30. But we got into the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzai, Isha Mamayna. We pask in Isha Mishum Chitzai. I want to tell you, a case of Toman being potter, I don't know if it ever happened since Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Torah till today. Why? Isha Mishum Chitzai means this. If you take a torch, Chalila, and you burn down someone's house, that's Adam Amazik. It's no difference if you take a hammer and break his window, you take a torch and burn down his house. Isha Mishum Chitzai means Eish is Chetz. It's your arrow. Whatever you do, it's like you shot an arrow. It's Adam Amazik. Isha Mishum Chitzai. So when is Eish Chayiv? So Gemara says Eish is only Chayiv if the Gemara's Lashon is if Kosaloi Chitzai. What is Kosaloi Chitzai? It means when he lit the fire, there was a wall. It would have blocked the fire. It would have blocked the fire. After he lit the fire, the wall fell down. Now, if the wall fell down, he's an einus. So it has to be two conditions. That after he lit the fire, the wall that would have stopped the fire fell down, and it was bekoichai to stop the fire from spreading. He would have been able to stop it, so he becomes a pesheya. So then the eish is mamayinai, and it's chayiv for going and being mazik vaita. You follow what I'm saying? If at the time he lit the fire, it could not spread further. There was something by it could not spread. And then it was kosel echitza, and then the chetz, that means the chetz would have ended. He showed an arrow, and there's something blocked, their shutters blocking the window. I shoot a BB gun at the window. I'm potter, their shutters blocking it. Then after he shoots it, someone takes away the shutter, someone takes away the thing blocking the eish. And it's b'koychai to go and stop the eish. Then it's Aisha Mazik, and then you put her on Tamu. So when you learn the sugya in the second parak, you wonder if there was ever, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till today, any Aish that was ever put her on Tamu. It's such a vitamin C is the Ptur of Tamu. It's not a cash on the Torah. Tamu is a chayk. It's exactly like you can't explain it, Kelim HaPotter and Bar. It's a chayk. Tamu is Potter, so if it never happens, it never happens. But I mention this because you learn Bava Kama, the Halacha L'maisa. I don't know, I found it very geschmack to learn Mamon HaMazik and to come up with all these cases Halacha l'maisa, I remember we learned Bavakam, we tried to come up with eitzes for people, like being mafka your glass after you drop it. Different eitzes had to be potter, not so much to try to get out of paying, as much as the geschmack of learning these dinim. The narishkeit of the elementary school rebbeim, who tell their talmidim that carves are shar, you'll understand the car is not shar hamazik. Right? The car is adav hamazik. I don't know, rebbeim. I don't know how they tell their kids that there's no shar today. They want to get them interested. They call a car is adav hamazik. I'll tell you one last shayla. I was once for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, my son for his bar mitzvah. I thought I'd go to mincha, get a bracha. I never saw someone so fast like Reb Chaim, you know. Zoop, he's out. So I told my son, we'll go home. So God, there was some Bnei Brak Yid there who recognized me, and he said, I'll get you in. I thought I'll have to pay for it after, but he didn't ask me for money. He just said, come with me. He takes me around. He goes to Reb Chaim. I tell him, it's my bar mitzvah boy. He gives him a bracha. So then they're standing behind Reb Chaim. They say, you have no shilas to ask? He said, I didn't know that you go shopping for shilas. So I asked him two things then. So one of the things I asked him was, if someone's driving a car on Shabbos, for Ayid, is driving a car down the street and it presses on the gears instead of the brake and she rams right into my parked car. Right? Maybe stay, press the gears in her car. Am I allowed to try to collect money from her? That's a shayla. It's come lady rabbinay. It's come lady rabbinay. No?
First can't collect money from her.
For what? If she's potter, she's potter. It's a shayla of tfisavs. I think it's in Bava Kama, it's a taf tzaddik. I think there's a Rashi, tzaddik alpha mid aleph, I think, that says that that tfisa helps. But I'm misleading her. I tell her she's chayv. She never heard of kolay d'rav mina. But what do you say? What do you say? Could be the insurance company is different. I didn't mention it. First, I asked Reb Chaim, if someone throws a rock on Shabbos and breaks my window, do I say come lady rabbi mina and I can't charge him? So he said that's mekalkel. By mekalkel you don't say come lay, which I didn't know. Later I found the Rashi and I find the shulchan aruch. He said, well, it's masakin. You push the gears pedal. Pushing gears pedal be'etzim is masakin. And she did it in a way that caused damage. So he said rachinami. The person's not chayiv. So you learn come rabbi 100 times. You never think of it aloch lemaisa. I find it. You think about things aloch lemaisa. It's just more geschmack. That's my contribution.
You're right. I mean, not that I have to say, but a car is Adam and Matthew.
For sure. It's like a hammer.
You're right. But the thing is this. But if Adam is Mechoyvim on Einstein, right? Or at least the Shaykh. So that means even if the other person runs, it seems to me, even if the other person runs across a red light, so I'm a Shaykh, that's the Mechoyvim. In other words, if I'm driving the car, and the person...
Someone else is a Peshay, and you're an Einist, then you're Pater.
This person runs against the light.
Taisa says, and in Bava Kama, was it Kimel Amid Aleph? Taisa talks about someone sleeping, and after he falls asleep, someone like runs in front of the car, someone puts something next to him, and he turns
sleeping.
Over on it.
This isn't sleeping. That's
an Einist. I'm saying an Einist. I'm talking about an Einist. One person's an Einist, and one person's a Peshay. That's what you're asking.
Well, what are you showing your Shaykh?
No, you're saying the person runs in front, so he's an Einus.
Okay, is the
Adam
is
Chayav
on Einus
or not? So Adam is Chayav on Einus, but when the other person was Pesheya, which is the Rishami's case, it's a Machlex Rishainim. Taisus and the other Rishainim. In other words, Einus, I'm always Chayav, but like you're saying, with someone else a Pesheya, before I fall asleep, he puts Kalim there, so I'm a Pesheya, I shouldn't have gone to sleep. But if I go to sleep, someone puts Kalim next to me and I turn over my sleep and I break them. So Taisa's sheet, I think it's either Gimel Amid Aleph or Dalet Amid Aleph, the bottom Taisa's, says that they're Yapatif. Someone else is Peshaya and I'm Ainus. So they don't say Adam would lie.
If somebody had a heart attack.
Taisa's calls it Ainus Gomer.
Well, somebody had a heart attack and they happened to tell the business line. Somebody had a heart attack and they hit someone. They've got carbon out of control. They had a seizure, they had a heart attack,
Adam Mudloyim. Tyson's whole Zaynis Gomer is different, but typically, yes. Okay, I've got to vach, I've got to zoom it to one and all.
Okay.
All right. Pleasure.